Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
From Viador to Newbar, Alex Newbar. Am I correct in pronouncing your name correctly, Alex?
It's Alex Neubauer, but it's okay. Don't worry about it, Joe.
Okay. You are in an organization called Sea Shepherd Ireland.
That's right,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. And we mentioned this new Netflix documentary, Seaspiracy, which is yes. trending all for the last 2 weeks in Ireland. Basically, what is, in 12 words or less, Alex, what is the thesis of this documentary, do you think?
Well, the documentary actually shows what's wrong and what we are doing to our ocean. You know, and it's when you stand on the beach and you look over the ocean, what do you see? A flat piece of water, and that's it. But you can't see what's underneath.
Okay.
What is going on? And I
think to come back to my, what is Seaspiracy saying to us? My, I haven't been able to watch it all, but my tuppence word was that we should put nothing into the sea and take nothing out of the sea. Is that correct?
Well, let me put it that way. Yeah, we shouldn't put anything into the sea. If you see that we nearly put 400,000 truckloads of plastic every year into it, what makes absolutely, it's ridiculous. And the other hand is, if you take it out of the sea, I would talk about the industrial fishing. When a fishing boat goes out, one of these big, huge fishing trawlers, who actually catches 400 tons a day. I'm not talking about the little fishermen on the coast of Ireland, you know. So that has to be somewhere, somehow regulated.
And you, Alex, sorry for this cheap question, but do you eat fish?
No.
At all?
No.
Why not?
Well, I stopped around a year ago and went vegetarian. But I'm not one of the vegetarians who says everyone needs to eat no meat and don't eat fish. You know, we are all grown-ups. So it's my decision, my personal decision, that I changed from a meat and fish diet to a plant-based diet.
Okay, which... Okay, so even though we're told there's great benefits in eating fish...
Well, there's...
Omega and...
Yes, there are some other things out there where they say, oh yeah, you need the omega 3 and stuff. But I'm not a biologist. I don't know what to tell you about it. You know.
Okay, you've given up fish as well. Okay, Jerry. Oh, yeah. Jerry Early. Jerry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You're a fisherman in Donegal, Aaron Moore.
Yes.
Did you have you watched Seaspiracy?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
And what do you think?
There's parts of it, Joe, that I absolutely agree with, you know, for pollution and plastic, et cetera, and some of the barbaric stuff that's going on regarding to dolphins and whales.
Yeah, but where you, the thing, one of the things that jumped out at me was I did not know, and Alex has said 100,000 tons of plastic dumped into sea every year. But,
truckloads.
So worse. Truckloads, okay. But maybe not weight-wise. But that big garbage patch, it's the size of an ocean at this stage in the Pacific, which is made up of plastic, 48% of it, nearly half of it, is made up from ropes and buoys and baskets and bits and pieces thrown off trawlers. Did you know that, Jerry?
Yeah.
Well, you know, so what happens when you're at sea? Do you throw stuff into the sea?
So, from our angle, right, I've been regarded as an inshore fisherman and I represent inshore fishermen. So I'm talking about from the islands in particular. Yeah. So our method of fishing really, and this is what probably disappointed me about the documentary, is that it doesn't give a right balance, Joe, in my opinion, because, I mean, we would be very sustainable, very... traditional ways of fishing. So we're talking about, you know, from sustainable and traditional that you would see, you know, with lobster pots, hand lines, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, Yes, I do see the point, but this argument of stop eating fish to me is a ridiculous argument.
Is that the message you get from the documentary? It's the message I got.
Absolutely, yeah, and it was said more than once, and I mean that's where I feel that it's, you know, if, for your listeners out there, or even anybody that watched the documentary, if that's not refuted, Joe, it becomes, well, almost like, you know, I thought it was very, you know, it was very environmentally and the carbon footprint, et cetera, et cetera. And I agree with that, but not at the cost of, in our instance, small inshore fishermen who are abiding the carbon footprint.
I know you're inshore, but do trawlers throw broken nets and ropes and buckets and buoys and baskets overboard when they're at sea? I'm not saying
I have to feel that maybe in the past, Joe, there's been an education about that in the past, you know, 10, 15 years. You know, I think maybe in the past you could be accused of doing that. But I, you know, and I can't speak for the bigger boats, but I think there's a moral issue here. And I think that in general, I don't think it's a massive issue as far as boats are concerned. Now, you know, obviously things will happen.
But 48% of 48%, I don't know, isn't there a name on that garbage ocean, Alex? 48% of it is made up of abandoned nets and ropes and detritus from fishing boats, which nets obviously gather together, and nets are much more dangerous, obviously, to fish than an awful plastic bottle in the sea. Niall Duffy is in down the other end of the country, but again, great fishing country down in Castletown Bear, Niall, near Eyries and near Beara Peninsula. Niall, did you watch the documentary?
I did, Joe. Tried to stop myself putting my foot through the screen at one stage, but
why? Tell us why.
It was riddled with inaccuracies, a lot of general sweeping statements, a sort of a one size fits all greenwash, you know, on the fishing industry.
And what message did you get from it?
Well, they tried to say stop eating fish is going to save the oceans.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's going to save us.
Well,
if we save the oceans, we save us.
But they were trying to apply, they were cherry picking parts of the fishing industry around the world, trying to apply that to that it was a global problem. I was involved with the Fishing for Litter program here, where Irish boats on a voluntary basis agreed to bring ashore any litter they find at sea. And the last couple of years, they brought in over 500 tonnes, like that's half a million kilos of litter, which is not their own litter, or the majority is not their own litter. So Irish fishermen are actually bringing more litter ashore than they're bringing out. They have a policy of leave no trace. And a lot of the litter that does wash up on our coasts would come from foreign fleets. Unfortunately, we don't have control over them in our waters.
In the Seaspiracy documentary, it says no fish, the way we're carrying on, no fish by 2048.
Well, that's untrue as well. That report came out a good few years ago, and when the report was examined by marine biologists and scientists, the actual authors of that report actually retracted it.
Okay, no such thing as a sustainable fisheries, despite what it says on the back.
Well, the UN have published figures that say that 46% of world fisheries are now fished at a sustainable level. I mean, I know Jerry up there in Donegal and myself down here, we've got small inshore boats. We go out, we target maybe one, two species. There's no bycatch. It's very low impact. That's happening all around our coasts. So you can't take problems. There is problems on the industrial fishing side of large-scale fisheries, especially with the Chinese fleet, who just flood an area and completely overfish it without any regulation. Irish fishermen are probably the most heavily regulated in Europe.
Yeah, I understand that. I know that.
And the government themselves, the government figures show that Irish fishermen have an over 95% compliance rate.
Okay. Did the Seaspiracy documentary, did it change your eating habits at all?
Not at all. I eat fish 3 or 4 times a week.
Okay.
It's healthy. It's wild. It's as organic a food as you can get on your doorstep. So I think, I mean, like we've had a couple of years of these, you know, stories and scare stories, which have been just anti-fishing without actually examining the problem, and they tend to just end up parroting what's been said before.
But there was a lot of allegations that they compared some of the fish industry, tuna, shark fin for shark fin, tasteless and nutritionless shark fin soup, which sells inordinately expensive. They kept using the phrase, this is like drugs barons and the mafia are involved. And
But they're taking a case of what happens on one side of the world and trying to convince the public that it happens
Okay,
here.
Catherine Green, 51551, wash your hands. Catherine,
you
watched the documentary. What did you do?
I threw out my fish fingers out of my freezer.
Gone.
Thank you.
Gone, absolutely gone.
Why?
Now, the programme upset me. I can't give you statistics. I don't know statistics.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
And I don't think that they were very much on the regular small fishing boats that I can see out my window as I'm talking to you now.
Okay.
They were talking more about the commercial fishing. And it was just the cruelty that was going on was absolutely... I cried, I have to be honest with you.
Okay.
Now, maybe I cried because I'm on my own and I've been on my own for a year. But I did cry. I just thought it was horrendous. I just thought it was horrendous.
And what was the message of it for you, Catherine?
Well, the message of it for me was the fact that the people who are fishing are actually not caring at all about the damage that they're doing to the fish that they don't want.
And have you now given up fish?
Well, I wouldn't be a huge fish eater for the simple reason
that you've given the two fingers to the fish fingers.
I've given me two fingers to the fish fingers. They went out into the bin.
And what about some fresh cod or...
No, no. You see, the reason why I don't cook fish is because I can't cook it properly. I'm actually a very bad fish cooker.
Yeah.
So I would have fish if I were in my friend's house because she would cook fish. But no. And I actually phoned her after I had watched it and said to her, you need to throw the fish out of your freezer. And then I phoned... Well, I spoke to somebody else whose husband is a maritime archaeologist, maybe.
Brilliant, yeah.
And he hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
So I asked her if she would ask him to watch it and then call me because I had lots of questions. And she said that she would. Now, he hasn't called me back yet.
They
just have a new baby, so...
Well, a maritime archaeologist is somebody who would date if they find the hull of a ship or the hull of a boat for 5,000 years ago.
Yeah.
You might not necessarily know about fish.
Well, I think he'd know about the ocean.
Well, that's true.
Well, I'm hoping he'll know something. Well, he's the only one that I knew that I could call because
I'm even thinking, Catherine, even if we did get someone to show you how to cook fish properly, you still wouldn't do it, yeah?
No, I absolutely won't. No.
And did you like fish before this
program? Yes, I do like fish.
And what's your favourite fish?
Cod.
And that's gone.
Cod.
That's gone now.
It's gone. Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
Do you eat meat?
I do eat meat, but I don't eat a whole lot of meat.
Well, then you see, there's another documentary on Netflix. I think it's called Cowspiracy. Not Seaspiracy, cow. And you won't look.
Well, maybe I won't watch that one.
Rib steak in the eye again.
Well, the only thing about it is, and I'm not going to go into the cruelty to animals thing, but like a cow is killed and a cow is killed. It doesn't kill the sheep and the chickens and the pigs and everything else that's around.
Yeah, but the cow is belching
meat. The cow is not happy.
The cow is belching methane into the ozone layer and destroying...
Yeah, but you know, the cows have been belching methane into the ozone layer since the year of that. They should look at things that
so
are...
So, Catherine, not only has watching the documentary made you cry, not only has it made you throw your fish fingers out of the freezer, not only has it made you give up your fish, including your favourite cod, but it's turned you into a Greta Thunberg because you're ringing your friend saying, get rid of fish.
Yeah, it upset me that much.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, stay with us after this break.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And remember, you can direct message or DM a Liveline on Twitter at RTE Liveline. Simplest in the world, at RTE Liveline if you want to message us. We're talking about Seaspiracy, which is a documentary on Netflix at the minute. It's trending in Ireland for the last 2 weeks. Its basic thesis is don't take anything out of the ocean and don't put anything into the ocean if we want to survive. Not just fish species, but us humans. Deirdre, good afternoon.
Hiya, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. Now, who threw the fish fingers out of the freezer? Deirdre, what did it mean to you, this program?
Well, I haven't had fish fingers or anything like that in my freezer for many years, but I had been aware that the oceans were in, you know, in trouble for a long time, just watching, you know, reading science stuff and just making myself aware of what's going on. And then I had seen Cowspiracy, which, you know, was quite worrying from a climate catastrophe point of view and all that. And then Seaspiracy, I found it, like that, your last caller there, very upsetting. But it's what's happening, and I suppose we need to, you know, we need to deal with this, and we need to, one of the things we can do is eat less or no fish, which is obvious because the bycatch is just horrendous, you know, horrendous.
So we eat less or no fish?
Well, what would you think? You know, I mean...
No, I'm asking you. It's
I know
your
you
program.
Are, yeah, but I just think it's kind of, it's a no-brainer, isn't it, really? You know, the bycatch. Have you watched it, have you?
Well, what is the bycatch?
The bycatch is what they take to get certain species. So they take everything. They drag nets across the ocean floor.
Well, Niall Duffy, do you want to respond to that?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, if you're going to be conscientious about buying fish, I think the important thing is to find out where your fish comes from. To ask a fishmonger, like a bit of traceability, there's a lot of difference between...
Yeah, but I think, Deirdre, am I right in saying, you say once the fish comes from the sea, end of, don't be eating it.
Well, I think that's, you know, that's making it a bit simplistic. I think, you know, I suppose, like, around the coast, if it was always done, there's a small amount of fishing done by small trawlers. You were talking about super trawlers, stopped me there when I was trying to...
Okay.
But
cathedrals, these nets, you know?
I'll let Deirdre continue, because she's... Go ahead, Deirdre.
So yeah, you have huge super trawlers, like, absolutely, you know, catching fish using satellite, then drag-netting nets the size of cathedrals. So there's nothing left for local fishermen. I mean, one part of it shows local fishermen in an African country asking for them.
But in your view, Deirdre, is there anything we as consumers can trust that's sustainably caught and isn't damaging the ocean?
Well, if you watched it, did you see the dolphin-friendly sustainable?
I know, there was parts of it that were horrific. I know that,
No, but the actual, on the tins of tuna, you know, you have dolphin-friendly tuna.
They said that's not true.
Which is a complete myth, you know. And in fairness to Ali Tabrizi, the guy who did it, really researched it well, and it's really, really well done.
And Deirdre, are you annoyed that people aren't more aware, including myself, I suppose?
Well, I'm not annoyed, but I'm glad you're doing it. It's wonderful that you're talking about it. Super, because you don't hear too much about it, you know. It's these things are kind
so
of.
So you don't eat meat and you don't eat fish.
No. Okay. Not for many years, no. Okay. And to use an unfortunate euphemism, I'm as healthy as a trout.
Okay. Claire O'Dwyer, you're the salmon of knowledge anyway. Claire O'Dwyer, Claire.
Yeah, hiya.
Seaspiracy, did you throw your toys out of the pram or throw your fish fingers out of the freezer?
Well, I didn't have any fish fingers because the kids have grown up and moved out. But my 25-year-old pointed it out to me and I watched it. He was horrified and I was equally shocked and horrified at what's going on. And recently, David Attenborough has also done a documentary that shows us very clearly we are literally scavenging the sea beyond, it's out of control, and that's what really scared me. And I feel pretty helpless most of the time. I mean, what can we do? I wouldn't come on to radio at all normally. But after seeing that, I've told my own family here I'm not eating fish until the sea is rectified. And I love my fish.
And do you think one will make a difference?
Well, I'm hoping that maybe through speaking about it, people will become aware and maybe see what's going on. I mean, I hadn't heard of that term before about extra. I forget now what it's called again.
The bycatch.
I'm horrified to see that, and the total disregard for the fact that they were.
But it's interesting. It's interesting, Claire, the effect it's having on people, and because Catherine was the same. Catherine said, not only will I draw my fish fingers out of the freezer, I'm ringing my friends, being even. Angelical, yes. And you're the same. Niall Duffy, you wanted to come in there quickly before the break.
Yeah, Joe, this is the whole shame about it, is that it's turning people against eating fish or even getting involved in finding out.
But
where
Deirdre
would say
that's
from.
The benefit of it.
But unless the debate is balanced and they ask, I mean, Irish fishermen have been using bycatch avoidance measures for years now. You know, in the nets, using bigger mesh to stop catching smaller fish, to stop catching fish that they can't land. You know, so yeah, I mean, like they're tarring the whole industry with a brush. You know, and I don't think it's fair on the Irish fishing industry, who've made great strides in getting sustainability and certified, you know, fisheries. As I say, if you know where your fish comes from, you can make a conscientious decision whether to purchase it or not.
Okay, and I don't know if it is Claire's still there. Claire,
I go down to my local supermarket, and it's not wild salmon I'm able to buy. It's farmed salmon.
Farmed salmon, okay.
And after seeing what they showed on the video or on the thingy, what they do and how they rear
Claire,
and all the amount of plastic they throw in. I mean, 50%.
And 50% of it is from fishing trawlers, nets, and
no, it's not. It's not. That's a false.
Okay, well, tell us, Niall. Absolutely, go on. What's your take on that?
The official UN figures are just under 20% of marine plastic is generated from fishing activity.
Yeah, well, that would surprise
me. It
shouldn't
be any.
It shouldn't be any. Yeah. Okay, 51551. Wash hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Okay, Deirdre, quick question. We're talking about sea spiracy. If this campaign works and the oceans are saved, will you go back to eating fish?
No, I haven't eaten anything live. Anything that has a face, I haven't eaten for many, many years.
Okay, Alex Newberg, if the oceans are saved, you're Sea Shepherd Ireland, would you go back to eating fish?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
No, it doesn't. Said I don't want to kill any animals any longer for me to eat them. You know what I mean? So my personal opinion is no, I'm not doing it. You know, and if I'm alone in the world who is still vegetarian, I'm alone in the world. It's my decision.
Okay.
We are old enough.
And the last word then in terms of balance to Niall Duffy in Castletown Bear. Niall, what do you recommend people watch to counter some of the arguments in Seaspiracy, which says take nothing out of the ocean, put nothing into the ocean, or we're all going to die?
Well, unfortunately, Joe, the problem that our industry has is we don't get the funding to make documentaries about our side of the story, you know. I mean, there needs to be balance and everything. And as I said, there is issues that were raised by Seaspiracy that are worrying to Irish fishermen as well. But on the whole, I think it was it just painted a very bad picture. And I think if people did a bit of research and educated themselves BIM or whatever, they'd find out more.
Okay, and I'm also, I see a lot of calls coming in now again on asbestos and what we were talking about yesterday. I'm sure we'll deal with that on Monday. Today's producer was Shannon Gormer. Rebecca Meehan is the series producer. Maeve Mooney is the BCO. And Dave Gibson was on sound. And Catherine Thomas is next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Soul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Soul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
1850 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.